Kia ora mai anō. Kia koutou e whakarongo mena. So I've got the gentleman here, and it's Dr. Kirk Smith. So we're going to have a little kōrero, and unfortunately, we're going to speak in English, so a lot of you can hear him. And he comes from a country in America, and he's over here. So he's mixing in with the Māori, so make sure that you get to know him in the latter stages of his life, because he'll be hanging around here. So nā no reira, kia ora mai anō ki tō tātou kai kōrero. And of course, this is Dr. Kirk Smith. Kia ora to you, Kirk. So welcome to our program. This is the second week you've come back. And of course, you're involved in a particular put it this way, project over here. But first of all, I want you to talk about where did you come from and what were you doing and the interest that you've got and how you became to come to New Zealand.
Okay. Good morning. Moringa. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on. I come from the United States, and I was a university professor at a medical school or several medical schools in the U.S., teaching biochemistry and molecular biology to future doctors, and also spent some time teaching nursing students. My wife is one of the future doctors I taught and then ended up marrying her. And many of your listeners may know her. She's Dr. Norma Naren over at Te Hiku Hauora GP Clinics. So we came to New Zealand on a one-year experiment adventure and both fell in love with the area and decided to stay. And I took over the position of being the computer systems manager for Te Hiku Hauora so that all of their medical data stays safe and easily accessible. I've also spent 7 years teaching students back in the U.S. remotely. So I'd sit on the beach here and teach my students who were in the snow in Chicago, and they always complained that I was being mean, showing them pretty pictures of the beach. But the current project we're working on is just getting information out about the COVID vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. And one of the things we did a few weeks ago was we sent out a survey to patients of Te Hiku who were Maori and over the age of 50, asking whether or not they were going to take the vaccine, and if not, why. And some of the questions that came back, we couldn't answer through the survey because it was anonymous. But I'd like to go ahead and take a chance and opportunity now to answer those questions. And then if anybody wanted to call in and ask other questions, I'd be happy to do that if we have the time. So the two major questions that came back in that survey were, what's in the vaccine and how can it be safe? It was developed so quickly. And those two questions actually are mixed together in their answer, in that it uses new technology. What's in the vaccine is what is known as a messenger RNA, and that's a month-long molecular biology course. But the short and simple of it is that it's just instructions on how to make a protein. So it's telling a cell how to make a particular protein. And we've been working with this technology of getting messenger RNA into cells so that they can make specific proteins since the 1970s. The first experiment was they injected mouse messenger RNA into frog eggs, and the frog eggs made mouse protein. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a great, yay, we can do it. Now what do we do with it? Well, over the last 50 years, they've been working on developing ways that we can use it as a vaccine. But there hasn't been the financial interest in doing it because we already have vaccines for the flu and for smallpox and for polio and so many of the diseases that we, mumps, measles, all those diseases that we vaccinate for. And so the drug companies weren't interested in investing money in a new technology to develop new vaccines for those diseases we already had vaccines for. Well, along comes COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And we've got a viral disease that is very transmissible and if left unabated could kill millions of people in the world. And so there was now a new interest in trying to develop vaccines using these messenger RNA technologies. And so what's in the vaccine is, like I said, the instructions on how to build a protein, a little bit of lipid or a fat droplet, which protects that messenger RNA until it can get inside the cell. and then some salts and sugars to keep the pH of the solution appropriate. And that's it. That's all that's in it. So it's a really simple vaccine. It's not like some of the vaccines that we have to grow viruses in egg cells and then extract the virus from the egg cell and inactivate the virus and make sure it's inactivated and then make sure it doesn't have too much of the egg proteins in it, and people who have egg allergies can't take those vaccines. So there's some very complex vaccines out there, but this one is a very simple one that uses brand new technology that doesn't even require that we grow the vaccine, because as long as we know the genetic sequence of the vaccine, which came out within about a month of having identified the virus, you can, in your lab, using a computer, generate the messenger RNA that you need. So you don't even have to touch the virus at all.
Oh.
And so it's really amazing new technology. Mm. And I really do see that it's going to be a brilliant way of developing vaccines in the future. I think now that we've invested the millions of dollars in it to get it up and working for COVID-19, it can be a technology that can be used for a lot of viruses that may not have a vaccine at this point in time, just because there hasn't been the financial incentive to develop it.
Oh, okay. Hey, what I was going to ask you, Kirk, was, you know, for that vaccine that they install into us to vaccinate us once and twice, you know, the second vaccine, does that just hold a yearly one, or is it just once only for the lifetime you have?
That's actually a good question. It's an excellent question, and we don't know the answer yet. For two reasons. One is that we know that the COVID virus is changing, and you may have read in the in the media about the Delta variant and the UK variant
different
and all
ones,
these different ones. So far, the vaccine has been effective against these variants, but the longer the virus is left free in the population, where it's replicating a lot and infecting a lot of people, the more of these variants are going to crop up, and eventually one of those variants may not be affected by the vaccine. And so when that happens, we'll have to create a new vaccine and everybody will have to get a booster shot.
Oh.
So that's one. The second one is our immune system is very good at remembering what we've seen in the past. And so with like the smallpox vaccine, which many of your listeners may have had when they were children, I had one when I was a child, you only had to have it once, and then your immune system remembered that smallpox response, and if you ever got exposed to smallpox virus again, it would respond immediately. For other viruses, the responses kind of fade a little bit. And so we don't know yet. We haven't been doing this long enough to know whether or not the immune response in the human body is going to be long-term from this vaccine or is going to wear off. And so, you know, we may have to look at doing boosters in a couple of years or maybe even annually. We just don't know yet.
Okay. Well, I've got a question here. Why should we as Maori get a vaccination?
I guess the answer to that is, why should anyone as a human being get a vaccination?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all pretty much the same as far as the virus is concerned. It doesn't care whether you're Maori or Pakeha or Asian or anything else. And so if you don't want to get sick and end up in the hospital with respiratory distress, then the vaccine is the best way of avoiding that, short of wearing a mask all the time and staying in your own home and never interacting with anybody.
Okay, that question was asked from Annie Smith. If you're out there, that's your answer you just got from Kirk. Right, I've got another question from Wyabella. Why do we need to have two vaccinations for the one germ?
Well, this is actually a matter of the immunology again, the way our body responds to the vaccine. So when you get one shot, after you've had one shot, you have an immune response and you have some immunity to the virus. And they've calculated it to be about 65%. So about 65% of the people have some immunity after one shot, but not everybody. And so the second shot is like a booster shot. It's not really a second vaccine. It's more of a booster shot. And we've done this with childhood immunizations for years. We give measles vaccine, and then a few years later, we give a booster shot. to increase the body's response and increase its ability to protect you against that virus. Mm.
Okay, Kurt. Oh, it's been quite interesting. If we contract the coronavirus after our injections, then what does they say about the vaccines?
Well, nothing really, because the vaccines aren't 100%. Nobody has ever said that they're 100% effective. They say they're about 95% effective at preventing severe disease, which means that if you get the coronavirus after getting the vaccine, you're much less likely to end up in the hospital. No vaccine is perfect. No medication is perfect. And so we can't expect that it's going to be panacea, gold standard, and there's no chance that we'll ever get infected. Mm, mm. Each body reacts a little bit differently to both the vaccine and to the virus. And so some people don't mount as strong a response to the vaccine and therefore are more likely to get the virus later. Mm. It's a messy question, but an even messier answer. It doesn't mean that the vaccine isn't any good. Mm. It just means that you are one of those people who didn't mount a good, strong response to the vaccine if you get the virus afterward.
Right, right.
And it happens with all vaccines. And you probably all know somebody who took the flu vaccine or has taken the flu vaccine every year and then one year gets the flu and is just as sick as a dog. Mm. And that's just a normal process. The flu vaccine isn't a perfect 100% vaccine. Somebody's always going to catch the flu after having had the vaccine. Not from the vaccine, I should say, but because they were exposed to the flu virus after they got the vaccine and then got sick from the virus later on.
Okay, listeners, you've heard Kirk talk about the different things about the vaccine, the life history he had before he come over here. And, of course, being with us, it's been a booster for us just to listen to him explaining about the vaccine. And, of course, for you out there, any listeners that are out there, you're perhaps sitting there wondering. And, of course, I know there's a lot of people that are sitting at home. Some of them have, or the majority maybe, have had their injection, but there are some that's got a question mark on there that they still weren't happy or they're not sure whether they should get the vaccine. There's just a few that's thinking about it, and there are some of us, like me, are waiting to get it done, but we're on the list to get it done.
Excellent.
Yeah, so anything else you would like to enlarge on this?
Well, I think we covered the questions pretty well that we had. And if your listeners have any other questions, I'm happy to respond. You know, if you get a question from somebody, you can pass it on to me and I'll respond to those questions. My big goal is to make sure people have the best information possible and that they can make an informed decision. We're not trying to force anybody to take the vaccine. It is your choice.
Yep.
It's always your choice. But we would like you to make the best decision you can with the best information.
Okay. All right. Kirk, I want you to go on air and explain the phone number that they can get hold of you for information.
The best phone number would be our clinic phone number, which is 09408-4024. That's
4024.
Right. And so that's the number for Te Hiku Hauora. And if you ask for Kirk or just say you have a question about the COVID vaccine, then our lovely receptionist would get you connected with me.
Oh, well, you've heard it. So if you've got any questions, or you're still not sure about anything, get hold of them at Hauora. And the phone number is
09408-4024.
Okay, that's it. So I think we've just about covered anything you want to talk about. And, of course, I know Kirk is here with happy to talk to you with any information about the vaccine. So, nā nō reira. Rua te kaumārima ki te iwa karaka, ko roa tātou e kōrero ana kia Kirk, nā kia koutou kei wahona, whakarongo ano ki wetahe o ngā kōrero whiti mai ana mō te rā. Nā, tēnā no koutou.